So yesterday we discussed verses 36 downwards of Surah Al-Hijr. Shaitan, Iblis, asked Allah for respite until the day of Qiyamah so he can take out his anger on the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam deprived him, in his eyes, of the position that he desired. Allah granted him the respite, but eventually he will die, and he will die in a very horrific way. Like I explained yesterday, he will run from east to west. He'll try to run into the oceans, but the angel of death will capture him. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ till the day of an appointed time. So, he's alive long before Adam alayhi salam was created. He'll be alive until the day of Qiyamah. Allah alone knows how many trillions, and trillion is the biggest number that we have, right? It could be beyond that. Then his arrogance led him to blame Allah. رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي O Sustainer, just as you have led me astray, لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ I shall show them the delights of the land, meaning that I will try and tempt them with that which is attractive. وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ And my goal will be to lead them astray. All of them. But I know, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ That your selected servants, they will have your special protection. And those who earn your special protection, I won't be able to do much with them. Allah then responds, verse 41, قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ Allah says, this is the straight path leading to me. Meaning that the path of worship and devotion leads straight to me. So those who tread on that path, they'll come to me. You won't be able to get them. Or others say that this is a threat from Allah. Like you tell a person, do what you want to do. In the end, where are you going to go? So Allah is saying that whichever path you may adopt, O accursed, O devil, all paths lead to me in the end, because you have to die and you have to stand before me and you will have to account. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَوِينَ Those who are my servants, you have no influence over them except those who follow your path from among those who are astray. Now, we know Adam alayhi salam and Hawa radiallahu anha, they were distracted by the devil. We know that Allah talks about Sahaba, إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا That the devil got to them at a particular level for a particular moment. We must be very careful how we couch these things. And yet Allah says, my servants, you have no influence over them. So how do you reconcile between the two? The answer is simple. Influence means that regularly, perpetually, they follow your trickery, and they succumb to your to your guile. What happened with Adam alayhi salam and Hawa was a mistake, a once-off mistake. What happened with certain Sahaba at certain times was an aberration. It was a mistake. But in a general sense, because they had earned the title of being the special servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Shaitan never had an influence over them to the point where they remained perpetually in the disobedience of Allah, didn't realize it and did not repent from it. So Allah says, my special servants, you have no influence over them except those who follow your path from amongst those who are astray. What will happen to them? وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ They will then end up in hell, which has been promised to them because they followed you rather than following me. That is what Allah is saying. And Jahannam is such, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابِ It has seven gates. لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ For each of those gates is a group assigned. What does that mean? We will unpack in our next discussion, inshallah.